This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. The Israeli military unleashed a wave of heavy airstrikes on the Gaza Strip Monday. The military says it destroyed 15 kilometers of militant tunnels and the homes of nine Hamas commanders. Residents of Gaza awakened by the overnight barrage, describing it as the heaviest since the war began a week ago. It was even more powerful than a wave of airstrikes in Gaza City a day earlier that left 42 dead. Israel has carried out hundreds of airstrikes across Gaza, and militants have launched more than 3,100 rockets into Israel since the fighting began. In a televised address, flanked by his defense minister and political rival Benny Gantz, in a show of unity, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told the Jewish state Sunday that the attacks were continuing at full force and will take time. UN Security Council diplomats and Muslim foreign ministers convened emergency weekend meetings to demand a stop to civilian bloodshed in the region. Pressure is also increasing from U.S. lawmakers seeking a ceasefire in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Two prominent senators are asking both sides to stop the violence. The top senators on the Foreign Relations Subcommittee for the region, Connecticut Democrat Chris Murphy and Indiana Republican Todd Young, say Israeli and Palestinian officials must recognize that too many lives have been lost and must not escalate the conflict further. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Denmark for talks on climate change, Arctic policy, and Russia as calls grow for the Biden administration to take a tougher stance and more active stance on spiraling Israeli-Palestinian conflict. This is